Hello everyone, I'm Jack, and today I'm privileged enough to be joined by the sensational Mumu. Hi Mumu, how are you?
I'm fine. 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。So Jack, what are we gonna talk about today?
Well, we're going to discuss some confusing English idioms. An idiom is a collection of words that you may not be able to understand the meaning of from unless you've already heard it before. You may hear these in conversation and be very confused as to what they mean. Do you ever find that happening to you, Mumu?
Yes, it happens to me all the time. 那刚刚 Jack 说我们今天聊的就是一些英文的俚语，所以我们要积累一些，不然对方说什么我们也不太清楚，对吧？
Okay, so the first idiom we're going to look at is Pardon my French. You can use this phrase when you want to excuse yourself from swearing. It's a light-hearted attempt at apologizing, usually used around people you know well, but don't want to risk offending with bad language.
对，就是为你的，为你要做的承诺找一个非常好的借口。So an example sentence would be, Oh, she really needs to kick up the...
Arse. Yeah.
If you'll pardon my French. This phrase comes from...When English speakers try to excuse themselves from swearing by pretending it was a word from a foreign language.
Perfect. So, another idiom with a country in it is going Dutch. This means when you split a bill evenly between two people. It originates from Dutch doors, which open equally.
所以接下来这个就比较适用了，就是我们经常两个人一起出去吃饭，就是 AA 的意思。那它的来源是来源于这个 Dutch doors、
yes.
荷兰的门，因为荷兰因为它的设计是从中间打开的，这样呢就比较平均，比较平衡。 So next time you're eating with your friend, you can say, Are we going Dutch on the bill?
Yes, exactly. This is a more relaxed way to bring up the subject of paying.
对对对对对
对对对对对。
另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“福利”两个字就可以看到了。
Right up next is fly on the wall. You say this when you wish that you could secretly listen in on other people's conversation.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you knew your friend was about to get some important news from someone in private, you could say,Oh, I wish I could be a fly on the wall in that situation to another friend.
Do you often say that to your friend? Often?
Sometimes, but I don't, I don't like to gossip. Not like you.
呵呵 Jack, 我觉得他其实应该经常这么说，就是总是很好奇别人的秘密，想要去听，反正他也听不懂，说一下他的坏话。Basically...
Mimi?
Basically, you would like to hear what will be said or see what will happen while not being noticed. Another similar idiom to this is if these walls could talk.
就是如果这个墙它能够说话就好了。
Yes, exactly. So, you can use this one when you wish you knew what had been said in a place a while ago. So, if you were somewhere historical, you could say, Wow, if these walls could talk, we could learn so much.
Yeah, you must say that often.
Yeah, I do say that often, yeah.
尴尬的笑了笑了。Yes,
if you couldn't hear an argument and you went into the room, it was in after you would say, Oh, if this waltz could talk.
Yeah.
I think my example is more interesting. 我觉得我举的例子要比 Jack 举的好。
Yeah, if you say so, Mimi. Okay, the next idiom is a perfect storm.This is used to describe particularly bad or critical state of affairs arising from a number of negative and unpredictable factors.
对，就是一些特别不好的事情发生了，并且是那种特别无法预料的事情。比如说呢，这个句子特别惨的这个句子啊，这是 Jack 造的一个句子，大家记住。For example,
the football match was cancelled due to a perfect storm of events. The bus was late.
The referee couldn't make it, and it started to snow too.So one more time, the football match was cancelled due to a perfect storm of events. The bus was late, the referee couldn't make it, and it started to snow too. So these are all examples of small problems that made one very, very big problem.
所以呢，这个词组它的意思就是很多事件啊，就是发生在一起了，即使特别的小呢，可能倒霉都倒在一起了，感觉这个事情变得特别的悲惨，就是一个酿成了一个大的悲剧。
Okay, so idiom number six is at the drop of a hat, which means without delay or good reason. For example, he used to be very shy, going red at the drop of a hat.
对，就是做什么都不迟疑，很果断的。他有一个故事，就是一旦你的帽子落地，实际上呢，这是一个信号的意思，就是一有信号就马上行动。他说他造的句就是他曾经非常的害羞，但现在呢，做事都非常的果断了。OK, number seven. 下面我们要分享的一个呢叫做 an arm and a leg. Jack 给我们解释一下。
So, an arm and a leg is used when something is very, very expensive.
对，就是什么东西它太贵了，非常贵。For example, I would love to buy that jacket, but it costs an arm and leg.
Yeah, exactly.
对，我先翻译一下。就是它的意思就是我想买这个夹克，但是呢它太贵了。
Yeah, so this idiom implies that to pay for an item, you'll have to give the store your arm and leg as payment. You could also say something like, living in London costs an arm and a leg.
对，就是在伦敦的消费 会非常的高。Is that true?
Yes, yeah, very, very true. London is so expensive, you have no idea.
嗯，就是你绝对不会知道伦敦的消费有多贵。Number eight.Wow, so many.
Yeah, I know, there are literally thousands of these, so we're only going to do a few common ones. But number eight is the last one for today, and it's kill two birds with one stone. It's when you achieve two goals with one action. For example, while I'm in town buying a suit, I might as well drop off the computer to be fixed too.
We learned this one in our school.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, so you're already one step ahead of me. You know this one. Fake laugh.
Yes, Jack 总是说我喜欢假笑，确实我和他录节目总是喜欢假笑。然后刚刚 Jack 讲的这个词呢叫做一石二鸟，就是你一个行为可以同时完成两件事情。比如说他造的这个非常接地气的句子， Jack 说他可以去城里买衣服的同时呢还可以修一下自己的电脑。节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。
Well, that's all we have time for today, but just to recap once more, I'll read all of the idioms out once more each. So the first one is, pardon my French. The second one, going Dutch. The third, fly on the wall. The fourth, if these walls could talk. The fifth, a perfect storm. The sixth, at the drop of a hat. Number seven,An arm and a leg. And number eight, kill two birds with one stone.
好，非常谢谢 Jack 非常有耐心的给我们把这八个俚语都又说了一遍。希望大家呢在我们的日常生活当中也能够用上这些俚语。那我们今天的节目就到这里了，我们下期见。
再见，拜拜，see you next time.
Bye bye.